Listener Sean wrote in response to a recent story produced by Amanda Green of Wilmington Faith and Values, "As much as I enjoyed the information, I found the story lacking. First of all, what about the non-religious population growth? The religious growth seems to correspond to the population growth more than to a shift in religious demographics. I am curious as to the percent growth of those who do not claim a religion, for example, agnostics, atheists, and those who claim a lack of belief in the supernatural. Secondly, I find many of the stories from Wilmington Faith and Values biased and focused exclusively on faith-based groups, with no mention of the percent of the population who have no faith. We do love to listen to WHQR, and maybe 15% to 20% of the stories about religion should try to include people lacking one, since that is roughly the non-religious population. I have not heard any comments on Friday feedback and was wondering if my wife and I were the only atheists listening to WHQR. Chet Jordan in Lumberton wrote concerning our translator there, and here we are again. Now that this is the third day of static covering the audio, we also have the South Carolina station on in place of your station when the sound comes through. And a while later he wrote back, "I'm not certain how you did it, but the Lumberton translator is now working without static." We've been aware for some time that the Lumberton translator is nearing the end of its useful life. It's not putting out anywhere near its allowed power, and the receive antenna, which picks up our 91.3 signal for retransmission, is failing too, which allows South Carolina ETV Radio in Columbia to override us at times. We've been attempting to raise money in Lumberton to replace the equipment. It's not in our budget now, but we hope those fundraising results are successful soon. Listener Michael Powell in Hampstead wrote, "I get in my vehicle around 7 a.m. each day, and Morning Edition is there with my daughter and I as I head to drop her off at school. She prefers Disney Radio on Sirius Satellite. However, we listen and discuss so many topics primed via WHQR. I know she will thank me in the future for choosing WHQR. I'm thrilled to spend this time with my 10-year-old Grace and public radio. She hops out at school, and I continue to listen as I commute from Hampstead to Wilmington. I park and head to my office, a 33,000-pound GVWR bulk CO2 tanker truck. I hop in, log into my electronic onboard recorder, tune the radio, and Morning Edition is there for me in my work truck as well. MP3 player comes on duty at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. when Talk of the Nation makes me smarter by the minute. At 3 p.m., Diane Rehm and her brilliant guests take the stage in my world. I have to tell you, when this program first began airing, I was 100% in the camp with people complaining about losing an hour of Talk of the Nation and asking how I can get through this shaky voice day in and day out. I have seen the light. The show is an excellent addition to a superb lineup at WHQR. My wife disagrees as her commute home begins at 3 p.m. She feels the topics are just too heavy and political. What do you expect, I explained to her, from a show originating from D.C.? As my day winds down, I'm so thankful to have ATC there to keep me updated and informed. Now on my extra long work days, I get the pleasure of 30 minutes of Marketplace, and every once in a while, I drive home with a smooth landing. Michael continues, many weekends when I am on call, I get to catch Click and Clack on Car Talk. Now those guys are a riot. Thank you so much for the fine people at WHQR and Public Radio. You folks will never know how many lives you touch with your true talent and hard work. P.S. I can't leave out Friday feedback. Every week I yell, laugh, compliment, and complain right along with thousands of fellow WHQR listeners. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Michael. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.